The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
State institutions known as training centers once housed 6,000 people throughout Virginia. Now they serve fewer than 900. By 2020, there will be just 75 beds left in one remaining center. Everyone else will be living in private or group homes.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Elizabeth Webb takes care of two older adults with intellectual disabilities in her comfortable Hillsville home.
Generally, we get up in the mornings, get ready, do breakfast, get medications. And that's a motivator to get things done, knowing we're going to go somewhere. And they both love riding all the time, so We go on vacation every year. This past year, we went to Maine, and we talked about it. But once we were on the plane and taken off, Arthur started laughing, because it gets real quiet when you're taken off, and everybody's like, oh, gosh, you know, saying your little prayers. But then you hear a few people chuckling because Arthur started laughing.
Arthur is now 76. He lived in institutions most of his life, sometimes group homes. Now he lives here with Webb, her roommate, also a caregiver, and one other developmentally disabled woman who did not want to give her name.
What'd you say? She has hearing aids. Those are new. You tell them about your hearing aids?
In my head.
Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, why?
Yeah, we have to speak a little bit louder, not as loud as we used to, thank goodness. What else do you like to do?
I like work.
You like to work? We do a few things around the house, don't we?
Yeah.
Webb worked in institutional settings for all of her career. When she heard about a job where she would be providing full-time care in her own home, she went for it.
This is a lifestyle rather than just a job, because the thing about this kind of work is when a family takes an individual into their home, that person becomes a part of their family.
Jack Wall is the director of Wall Residences, which transitions people out of institutions into carefully vetted private homes.
And everything that goes on for that individual, they become very bonded with that individual. They become very concerned about the welfare of that person.
Wall and his wife Kamala Bauer founded Wall Residence 18 years ago. They began by caring for people in their own home. Today, their company oversees 388 people living in 245 private homes all over Virginia.
You know, the way this works is it's person-centered. You design the services around what the individual needs. And so the provider is also getting a better quality of life, because we don't typically take time to take care of ourselves as well as we should. So we're taking care of this other person, and through doing that, we also end up taking care of ourselves.
According to the Virginia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Services, it costs $225,000 a year per person to live at one of the training centers. The average cost of caring for people in private homes is around $106,000. Providers can make $60,000 and up, tax-free, depending on the level of need for each person.
People should never think that this is something that people do for money, because it's a very much a life commitment. We sometimes call it life sharing. It is about opening your life and sharing your life with someone else. And there is a lot of regulatory involvement in your life. Like, you have, not only is there a lot of paperwork, but you are inviting the state to drive up to your driveway and knock on the door, and you got to be open to that. So your home becomes a service site that is listed on the state website and is open to review at any time.
This is his TV show. Sometimes he'll watch the same one over and over, and then sometimes he'll rotate back and forth, and sometimes he'll just read his books.
Edith Whitaker is a nurse who used to work at the State Training Center in Hillsville. Today she cares for Randy, a 42-year-old man with a chromosomal abnormality who used to live at the center.
Bye-bye.
Edith would see Randy for short periods while she worked there, but she always wished she could spend more time with him. You see, Randy is her own son.
It's one of the most wonderful things that's ever happened, really, in my life. Because I had planned all along to bring him home when I retired. I never dreamed that it would end up the way it is.
Not all family members can provide the kind of support Edith Whitaker can for someone like Randy. But as the training centers close their doors over the next 6 years, the need for in-home caregivers will increase. Current and former training center workers all over Virginia may find new jobs in this in-home care model. Kamala Bauer says the transition will help not only the residents and pay caregivers a decent wage, but it will also change society.
There's a lot of fear, and it's changing, but definitely in the past when we institutionalized people who were different, there was a whole generation of people who grew up without knowing people who experienced significant disability. Thank God that's changed, because we've all had the opportunity to get to know people. And I'm telling you that my life has been blessed by knowing people with disabilities.
I'm Robbie Harris.